28-year-old William Lefevre from Colorado Springs contacted his father for money on June 6th or 7th, calling from Boulder, Utah. John Lefevre wired money for his son to the closest location, Page, Arizona. The younger Lefevre, who is autistic, intended to follow the Escalante River to Lake Powell, then solicit a boat ride to Page with no apparent appreciation for the peril that such a trek posed. Danny Perkins is Garfield County Sheriff.
I don't think that he was able to grasp what the danger that he was putting himself in by trying to do this. I don't think he understood at all what he was facing.
Lefevre's sister in Colorado Springs had become concerned and contacted authorities in Utah. Garfield County Sheriff's Deputy Ray Gardner had recently learned at a training that people with autism are often drawn to water. Following the hunch, Gardner, aboard a UHP helicopter, followed the Escalante River downstream from Boulder. Some 5 miles north of Lake Powell, Lefevre was spotted sitting down in the stream, emaciated and without the strength to continue any further.
He did say he did catch a fish. He ate a couple of toads there along the river, some roots, anything he could find that he thought would provide some nourishment.
It's unbelievable that Lefevre endured as long as he did. It's equally doubtful that he would have lasted much longer. Garfield County authorities called the rescue a shot in the dark. Lefevre is recovering at Dixie Regional Medical Center in St. George. For Power 91 News and SUUnews.com, I'm Chris Holmes.